Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Dairy Skim, High Ground Dairy's bite-sized podcast intended to give the dairy industry some flavor into recent reports or events that can impact global commodity pricing. This is Alyssa Badger, Vice President of Global Operations and Insights at High Ground Dairy, and I can't wait to dig into this report. Adjusted for leap year, which is very important, U.S. February milk production fell 1.3% from prior year. That was slightly worse than our forecast that we just put out last week of 1.1% and the steepest drop that we've seen since January of 2022, nearly 2 years. But it is still neutral in our opinion, and the markets likely factored this in. What dragged those losses down further and more than anticipated was a January cow herd revision as the USDA removed an extra 5,000 cows. This was the eighth consecutive month of milk production losses, despite the cow herd growing seasonally month on month. After turning positive in January, California milk production fell 0.9% from prior year, as the herd size was left unchanged. This was ultimately due to a drop in yields, and actually, of the top 10 milk-producing states here in the U.S., Wisconsin was the only state to record gains. Wisconsin expanded 0.6% from prior year, with yields continuing to expand, up 0.5% from a year ago. Texas dropped 0.7% from prior year, despite adding another 10,000 cows month on month, as the herd size still remains 1.5% smaller than just a year ago. The additional cows are coming into milk at a good time, given the additional capacity in the state, but the mystery illness spreading in the panhandle still has a lot of uncertainty swirling around, and we're not positive how that situation will impact overall milk. According to the University of Wisconsin, though, there are no reports of high mortality events, but the cows that do not recover in milk production are reported to be culled. We will certainly keep our listeners apprised of that situation as more intel comes through. Idaho's production fell 2.7% from prior year, as the state has been flat to lower in 7 of the last 8 months, with yields down 2% from prior year in February. Some other interesting stats: New Mexico's yields, or milk per cow, actually reported growth following flat to lower growth since last May. But milk production continues to falter in the state, down 13% from a year ago. South Dakota's milk per cow figure moved impressively higher as well month on month, helping to push milk production up nearly 11% from prior year. Be on the lookout for our full comprehensive analysis to be out soon on the dashboard with Opinion. Thanks for tuning in to the Dairy Skim. We'll chat with you next time. Be sure to subscribe so that you never miss an episode. And if you're interested in receiving more information as well as our analysis, please visit highgrounddairy.com to request a free 30-day trial today. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk and is not suitable for all investors.